Shalom. Welcome to the Hazon Podcast. I'm your host, Yoav Gutman. Hazon works to create a healthier and more sustainable Jewish community and a healthier and more sustainable world for all. If you'd like to learn more about Hazon, check us out on the web at www.hazon.org. You could also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Hazon. Today we'll be talking with Nigel Savage, the executive director and founder of Hazon. He'll share with us a little bit about what's going on at Hazon and where he'd like to see Hazon in the future.
So the word Hazon means vision. Our mission is to create a healthier and a more sustainable Jewish community and a healthier and a more sustainable world for everybody. In practice, everything that we do is about enabling and encouraging Jewish people to make a difference in the world and transforming Jewish life in the process. We're affecting change in the world in three ways: through direct human impact, through supporting the American Jewish environmental movement and the Israeli environmental movement, and through thought leadership. So to take the first one in terms of human impact, we touch people's lives through joining a CSA. We launched the first community-supported agriculture program in the American Jewish community 6 years ago, and by next year we'll have 10,000 people in 40 CSAs all involved in that. People get on a bike for the first time, they go to Israel for the first time, they step into Jewish life for the first time. People have been transformed in countless ways through their involvement in our programs. In terms of supporting the American Jewish environmental movement and the Israeli environmental movement, we have given support since 2000 to the Teva Learning Center, to Adamas since 2003. We're fiscal sponsors to the Jewish Farm School and Wilderness Torah. If you haven't heard of these organizations, they are some of the most vibrant young initiatives in American Jewish life, and I warmly encourage you to check them out. We've taken 700 people to Israel in the last 5 years and raised over $1 million for the Arava Institute for Environmental Studies, an amazing program there. So that's the second thing. And the third thing is thought leadership, teaching and speaking and campaigning. We worked with the reform movement, the URJ, to help provide materials for their biennial to create a conversation in reform temples across the country over the next 2 years about how Jewish people should eat and how together we eat less red meat, for example. We've worked with Transportation Alternatives in the Upper West Side to help bring in protected bike lanes. We've helped create and lead the Jewish Climate Campaign to put climate change on the agenda of the Jewish community. The bottom line for all of these things is, how do we transform the world? And actually, how do we have a good time while we do so? Our vision is that by September 2015, at the end of the next Shemitah year, the next sabbatical year in Jewish life, that we really will have transformed what it means to be Jewish in this country, that we will have worked in synagogues and schools actually to change how we use food, how we use energy, transportation, education, to really reweave a new vision of Jewish life that really genuinely is healthier and more sustainable for us and for the whole world. I want to end with one of my favorite lines from Robert Kennedy, which really is on the topic of vision. He said, "Some see what is and ask why. I dream of what might be and ask why not." And I hope that you will join us. Thank you and Shabbat Shalom.
Well, thank you, Nigel, for sharing that with us. Nigel Savage is the executive director and founder of Hazon. And Hazon is America's largest Jewish environmental organization. If you'd like to find out more about Hazon or the programs that Nigel mentioned, check out our website, hazon.org, or our award-winning blog, jcarrot.org. Once again, you can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/Hazon. And you can also follow this podcast. This has been the inaugural episode, so I'm sure we'll have to work out some kinks. But as we get going and get used to it, we'll be sure to present you with some interesting topics about Judaism, food, environmentalism, and the Jewish food movement, and also what's going on here at Hazon. If you're interested in contributing to Hazon, you can do so on our website and make your tax-deductible donation through the website. That's www.hazon.org, H-A-Z-O-N. Thanks for joining us on the inaugural Hazon Podcast. I'm your host, Yoav Gutman, and I hope to see you around next time.